Welcome to Dream University's Dream Talks, a series of conversations and interviews with thought leaders in the dream movement. Sit back, relax, and learn.
Now it's my pleasure to share with you a bit about our featured guest speaker. Jill is the author, and I know one of you mentioned that you have her book sitting in front of you right now. She's the author of the best-selling books, Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic. She's a renowned strategist and international speaker. As the CEO of the strategic consulting firm Promising Promotion, Jill has created successful techniques that implement bottom-line results. She's the founder of Good News Media Incorporated, a company that specializing in positive news, which is wonderful. She's currently the host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Do the Dream, where she interviews celebrities who have achieved their dreams. And she has a TV pilot called Good News TV. Welcome, Jill. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
I'm fascinated. Just to jump right in, I'm fascinated with the title Guerrilla Publicity. What is that?
What does guerrilla mean, right?
Yes, what is that?
Well, as many of you might know, guerrilla is a brand, meaning J. Conrad Levinson 24 years ago came up with a brand called Guerrilla. And what guerrilla means is using time and imagination instead of a ton of money to create great results for your, well, in my case, visibility and credibility. So it's guerrilla is using tactics, as we call them, that usually don't include as much money, but more in the area of how can we be creative? How can we get our word out there without spending a fortune? So that's what guerrilla is. And as our subtitle says, we have surefire tactics to get maximum sales for minimum dollars. And that's what it's about. And that applies to coaches. That applies to anything you do. It's still all about getting your visibility out there.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I've done quite a bit of research in marketing. And it always, anybody I've ever talked to, it was going to cost me an arm and a leg to get my word out there. So how do you tell people to get, how do you tell them to get their word out there? How can they get their word out there without having to break the bank and spend an arm and a leg?
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, an average PR agency would charge you, and even independent consultants who are good, would charge you anywhere between probably $3,000 to, well, up to $10,000 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And typically you have to work with them for 6 months to get some good results, and that really is true. But I would tell you some things that you could easily begin with is to get very clear about what your message is, because truthfully you can't get a great message out there until you really know what it is. And I know that sounds, you know, so simple, and yet I find it's a step everybody's missing, meaning they're not clear about who they are. See, you can be a coach, you can be a chiropractor, you can be really anything, but the truth is, unless you're clear about what your message is, and I mean a media message, not like what you do for a living, but more like a media message. And one of my gifts and talents is to translate people's message into something that can be heard by many. In other words, why would the media say yes? And I'm going to suggest to you that the media says yes because it's something that gives value and benefit to their listeners, their readers, and their viewers. You know, when I was writing Guerrilla Publicity, I was blessed to be speaking with media across the country. And I talked with CNN and the Wall Street Journal, Entrepreneur, Fast Company, all the kinds of places that many of you would want to be in. And, of course, ABC, NBC, and CBS radio and television networks across the country. And I asked them two questions. What do you love and what do you hate about publicity? And I'm going to tell you, their answers, well, were as varied as they are. But one thing that came through again and again was, give us value. Why should we care? What is it that's key about what you're telling us, and, you know, why does it matter to us? So that's something that's really key, and I think the mistake a lot of people make is that they want to talk about what they do and how they do it. And, frankly, it's just not interesting enough. We've got to hit the media for what is it that's in it for them, because, you know, the radio station that everybody listens to is WIFM. What's in it for me?
Right.
So we need to address that right up front with value and benefit for their readers, their viewers, and their listeners.
So what would be an example of a media message if I wanted to go out there and share with the world what I do without sharing with the world what I do? What would be an example of a media message?
Well, the first thing I'd ask you to look at is, what problem do you solve? And that's a key question for anyone listening today, is ask yourself, what problem do I solve? So, Pam, let's take you. What problem do you solve?
I solve people's problems with building solid branding on the Internet.
Okay, so the problem is that most people on the Internet,
mm-hmm.
without a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And you might point to some statistic about how 3 out of 4 businesses on the Internet right now get no business,
mm-hmm.
because they have no brand. And so that's the problem.
I see.
So it's not about I statements. Be very careful about I statements, and I would, you know, encourage anyone to do that and to be careful of making the I statements. It's about you, the listener, the reader, and the viewer. What's in it for them? So as we look at that together, you know, let's say that that's the problem, that 3 out of 4 businesses on the Internet won't even get noticed because of the way they brand themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next question to you would be, and this is the formula, is what problem do you solve? And then the next question is, what solution do you recommend? So if I were to ask you quickly, and I know you've had no coaching on this.
Put me on the spot.
So lucky you, eh? and I would like to open it up a little bit later to ask people.
Yeah, absolutely.
To help them.
Yeah, the last 30 minutes of our call will open up the line so people can ask you questions. And you can
wonderful.
Coach
so
them a little
if
bit.
We're looking at what the problem you solve, and we're clear about that now, then the next issue is, great, well, what solution, what would you tell people? In very simple, short sentences, because what I want you to do is start practicing what I call 5-year-old language.
Okay.
That means that you talk to people like they're 5, not because they're dumb, but because the truth is that people need to be spoken to in simple, simple language, and that the simpler you make your message, the more chance you actually have of getting great results. And it's a very powerful, simple tool to make your message really easy. So what would you tell people, simple things they can do to make their brand outstanding? What can they do?
Develop very concise, impacting content.
Excellent. That well-spoken, very simple, great.
Choose powerful graphics that
excellent.
Demonstrate their message.
Great, perfect.
And seek assistance when necessary.
Right, and get professional help because you're not the expert.
Yes.
And that's the truth. And most people aren't branding experts. So I think that's beautiful and well-spoken and simple, and that's really what we want to make it, is that anybody can look and go, oh, okay, I can get that. To be a better brand, I need to do X, Y, and Z. To be a better this, to get stress out of my life, here are some simple things I can do. Like I worked with a psychologist who led women on stress reduction retreats. Not stress retreats, but actually to reduce your stress. And, you know, one of the things we had her do was, okay, here are some simple things you can do on a daily basis to reduce your stress. 1, go in the bathroom and breathe 3 times. And, you know, I want you to make quantitative and qualitative statements. How many times should they do what you're recommending? How many glasses of water should they drink? How much exercise should they do? How many vitamins should they take? What vitamins? What kind? What brand? In other words, get as specific as you can on everything you're talking about when you're giving advice to people in the media. And I'll tell you, if you're a problem solver who gets out there and tells people what to do and how to create a better life, more money, more relaxed state of well-being, a better day, get better employees, you know, all the kinds of things that most of us teach in one way or another. We just have to create how it is we teach it. And I will tell you that sometimes you have to, what I call, make up your message. In other words, I just want to share with all of you that the news, big secret, newsflash, It's all made up. It's all made up of us, of you listening on this call today. It is you. When you watch Good Morning America, the Today Show, your local daily news, your morning news, your evening magazine, whatever it's called in different areas. In the Bay Area, it's called Evening Magazine, actually.
Yeah.
It's called Mornings on 2. It's called different things. Well, guess what? That is you. They're interviewing you. When you read the newspaper, they're interviewing you. Because all of us on this call, what I would call you, you are an expert. And the question is, and as you're sitting here listening to me, I'd like you to write down, what am I an expert in? What am I an expert in? Now remember, we make this up. So if you don't have something you think or know that you're an expert in, well, let's create it. And let me give you an example of that. Ryan was a client of mine who was in a seminar, and he said, well, Joe, I want to work with you. And I said, great, Ryan, what do you do? He said, well, I'm an instructional designer. And I have to tell you, I not only didn't know what that was, but once he told me, I frankly found it even less interesting, not because they have any less value in the world. Of course, he's got great value and does great things. But from a media perspective, it was very limited. In fact, you know, in some cases, you can only get your publicity out to your what's called trade industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he could get it out to graphics people, to industry design people, and that's too limited. So I said, Ryan, tell me about your story. He said, well, Joe, I was downsized from a corporation, and, you know, that might have happened to some people on this call. And in that time, I had a pregnant wife with my third child on the way. I just bought a big house in the Bay Area. Huh, well, that means big mortgage payments. And on top of that, you know, I had no job. Now, I have to tell you, this is not what I call a formula for success. I mean, the guy had no job, a pregnant wife, and a big Bay Area mortgage payment. And I thought, okay, now what are we going to do? So I said, Ryan, what did you do? He said, well, I created my own company, and online, within 24 hours, I had 7 employees in 8 counties. And I thought, now that's interesting. So I said,
goodness.
Ryan, what you are is a... Now remember, we made this up, okay? Ryan, what you are is a virtual office warrior. And if you write that down, virtual office warrior, and take the acronym of it, it spells VOW. And Ryan took a vow never to work in an office again. Now, I have to tell you, that story got him into the front page of the local daily newspaper, the business section. It got him into Entrepreneur Magazine, Home Office Computing, all national magazines. It got him into Mac Home Journal. And Ryan laughed because he goes, Jill, I don't even have a Mac. And I say, what do you think I say? So what? Ryan has a great story for Mac Home Journal. And I would bet that most people on this phone today are entrepreneurs. Do you have a story for Entrepreneur Magazine? And why? Do we have a story for a mom's magazine like Working Mother or Self magazine based on being a working parent? There might be all kinds of ways to your story that perhaps someone wasn't thinking about before. So the key question is, what are you an expert in? And in Ryan's case, because what he was an expert in wasn't, shall I say, broad enough, we wanted to make something broader and bolder. So that's what we look to, is how can you get a bigger story? How can you broaden your message so that you include more people? So what would make it interesting in your geographic region, in your national to the nationwide audience? What could we talk about that, as Bonnie Raitt says, gives people something to talk about? So that's what I'm always looking for. What's the wow factor? I actually call it the ooh-ah factor. And that is, what about you makes other people go ooh and ah?
Well, what if you run into a stumbling block where you're sitting there at your desk and you're going, okay, what's an ooh-ah factor for me? And you just, in your mind, you just can't come up with it. What do you suggest to people who have hit that roadblock, if you will, or hit that wall?
Well, I would tell you a couple things. One is ask others, what do you think is interesting about me?
Mm.
What do you think in my story is fascinating? And they may give you the kinds of answers that perhaps you never expected. Like one woman I consulted with, we did a session together. It was wonderful. She's magnificently successful in her arena. And then at the end of the session, she says, Jill, did I tell you that I overcame breast cancer 10 years ago? Well, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Do you have a story that's relevant to that? One woman I worked with is an electrical engineer, and she's invented some games. And yet, she also overcame breast cancer. Well, I had her on two major stations, talking about overcoming breast cancer and giving women some great tips. And what did that do for her? Well, it got her business known. It got her name known. And do you have to be willing to be vulnerable and talk about some things? Yes. But I find if you can get to the heart and the gut, that the media just loves this stuff, and what they love are real stories about you.
Anything that tugs at the heartstrings, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is create what I call the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. Now, how do you hear about someone? Well, because you keep repeating and getting ongoing publicity in simple, simple ways. Like, you know, the woman who talked about breast cancer, well, she created name recognition for herself. How fabulous. That's what we're looking to do, is create ongoing name recognition for who you are so that others remember your name. And it is an ongoing, I've heard of you somewhere, I heard of that company somewhere syndrome.
Right.
And let me give you a great free tip on how to do that with what I call the announcement strategy. And that is, in your daily newspapers, you'll often see, in the business section, a section called Movers and Shakers. It's called People in the News, People on the Go, something like that, in each of our markets nationwide, in the daily newspaper. Now, they also have that in the Business Journal. And what I would like people on this call to do is write up a four-sentence, and that's really all, four-sentence announcement about who you are, the kinds of clients you serve, maybe a little bit of what I call the brag factor. In other words, this is the one time you can brag. Who have you worked with? If you want to drop some names, that's great. And then, you know, like what I call what you're committed to. She serves people in the arena of, or she's committed to excellent service and helping her clients too, and then fill in the blank. Okay? It's four sentences. Who you are, what you're announcing. So if you get a new employee, if you've moved to a new office, if you're celebrating an anniversary, if you've created a new program. When my new book, Networking Magic, came out, I put out an announcement about that. When it went number one on Barnes & Noble, we put out an announcement on that. When it went number one for 3 weeks in a row, we put out another announcement. It's an ongoing campaign, and you can submit these announcements, I would suggest, every 30 to 60 days, no less than every 60 days, but six times a year, at least, announcing something, your anniversary, your special new program, your new client, whatever you'd like, but the point is, create that visibility, because that is what brings forth the name recognition, and that's what creates free publicity, and someone saying, you know, Jill, I've read about you somewhere, and I'm telling you, like, for instance, your Chamber of Commerce, if anyone's a member of that, they have that newsletter every single month, and they're always looking for member news. And I'm a member, for instance, of National Association of Women Business Owners. Well, guess what? They also have a chapter newsletter. So these are the kinds of places and kinds of, you want to look at what associations you're a member of, what organizations you belong to, and utilize every PR aspect that they have, and they do. They have newsletters. I also want you to go back to where you graduated from, your alumni magazine. They have, usually a big magazine. One person I told to do this, I remember getting a call from him 2 months later, all excited. Jill, I did your strategy, and you know what? I sent my announcement into my alumni magazine, and they're doing a full-page color spread on me because they found what I do interesting. And here's the good news. They need content, and you're the content. Remember that you're the news. So it's a really simple and free. Did I mention free?
That's an important word.
That's
for a lot of people.
Word. It's a wonderful word. It's a wonderful free way to get your news heard without spending a fortune. Great thing to do.
Well, and wouldn't you also say that another important strategy would be just to talk to people, as many people as you can talk to?
Absolutely. And when you talk to people, I'd like you to do it in the formula of problem-solution. Problem-solution. So when I talk to people, I tell them that I help companies of all sizes get their word out and increase visibility without spending a fortune. And I help you get more exposure in the marketplace, more credibility, and more market share. Is that something you need? So what am I doing, right? I'm putting forth what it is I do.
Right.
Without saying, well, you know, I'm a publicity consultant. I mean, it's so boring. Or, you know, if I'm going to speak at national conventions, I tell them about how I'm going to help their audiences create connections that are powerful and that help. I'm going to help them with strategies to increase their visibility and credibility, again, without spending a fortune, because I'm guerrilla and that's what I specialize in. So what I want to suggest is that as you're writing and listening today, that you look to see how you can help people without saying the what I call the what I do and how I do it and how I do what I do what I do statement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who cares? We don't care how you do it. You know, I was consulting with my acupuncturist the other day, and he hired me to help him conform his messages and give a speech. And so he started talking about in his speech about the herbs and what's in the herbs and how he does what he does. And I said, Chuck, we don't really care. You know, we just want to know how we're going to feel better.
Right.
That's what people want to know.
What's in it for me?
That's right. Tell them how you're going to take away their pain, how you're going to help them to be more financially viable, how you're going to help them to be less stressed, how you're going to help them to get through their day with ease, that you're going to give them some solutions and outstanding problem-solving techniques that they can simply use in their day. And here's one thing they can do, right? So with my acupuncturist, for instance, I said, okay, Chuck, tell them, press the point between your thumb and forefinger, press it for 30 seconds, and here's what you'll feel. You're going to reduce your headache, reduce your stress, take away your anxiety. That's what we care about. Can you see that? That's the difference.
Oh, sure.
Don't tell us all the details. We'll get bored. Like today, I'm not telling you all the fancy stuff about publicity and jargon. I'm telling you simple things you can do. I'm reminding you to solve a problem. I'm telling you to come up with three solutions that you can give to anyone to make a difference for them. I'm telling you how to write an announcement so that they'll run it in the news and that they'll run it every 60 days with a new announcement that will create an ongoing I've heard of you somewhere syndrome for each of you listening today. That's what we want to look at, is how do you get people to pay attention to you? And I will suggest that anyone who can teach or, you know, who has an inkling or a song in their heart to do this, I would suggest you give seminars. And you give them at your local adult education facility. If you have a learning annex in your marketplace or some kind of adult, and I know in Seattle they have Discovery U, whatever they have in your area, teach. And go to places where you can be exposed to larger numbers of people and give them problems and solutions. And fill your pipeline that way. It's a wonderful way to stay out there and get visibility. And again, without spending a fortune, because they're giving the seminars. They're putting it together, and that is a great thing.
That's excellent advice. That's. I have a personal question, really.
Sure.
You have a radio show, Do the Dream, yeah?
Right.
Where you're interviewing celebrities and listening to a lot of people talk about their dreams. Has anybody asked you what your dreams are and what you're doing to make those dreams a reality?
Oh, well, thank you, and I love the question. And my dream, and so I'm taking that as a question.
It is a question.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, it's interesting because one of my coaches said, and I'm a big believer in coaches, said to me when I outlined all my goals for 2005 and of course, with the radio show and the TV pilot, which is focused on positive news, my commitment is to transform the face of media into positive news, because I don't know about you, but as far as we're concerned, it's time for good news.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm working hard to create and to do that, and as I laid out my goals, she said to me, Jill, I want to know, because, you know, one of my things is I love to connect. That's what I came here to do. And if you look at my work and what I do, I wrote a book on connecting, on networking, right? And what I love to do is to connect people and resources and match resources with what you're up to. And I give that to my clients as a natural, well, as a natural value add, let's call it, just because of who I am in the world. And one of my things she said to me was, how many people do you want to connect with? And that was a big question to me. And I said, well, I want to connect with 7 million people. And I figure, you know, if we do it right in terms of getting the radio show syndicated and getting the TV pilot out, that's a really easy number. So that's my big goal and my big dream. And I would tell you my goal for 2005 for Do the Dream. And please, anyone who wants to listen, go to dothedream.net or goodnewsmedia.net, and that'll take you both places, is to get that radio show in 50 markets across the country. And that's one of my big goals, and I'm very excited about that. And for that, we also need investors, and we are funding the company in that way. So that's exciting, and we're looking to create $350,000 in investors. And my goal is by April 1st on that. So I have some short-term dreams and goals, specifically for Do the Dream and for Good News Media. And then I would tell you that my other goal this year is to offer my seminar on what I call the Crash Course on Publicity in 7 cities across America. And so that's my other goal for 2005 and my dream. And really my largest dream is really to do what I love to do, which is to find people's stories, to connect with people, to speak around the globe, and to help others get their messages heard.
Those are terrific dreams, and thank you for sharing those with us.
You're welcome.
Those
thank
are wonderful.
You.
Before I open up the line to everyone so that they can start asking you questions, I also want to encourage people to find out a little bit more about Jill and also to maybe purchase any of her books. You may want to visit her website, promisingpromotion.com.
And that's singular, promisingpromotion.com.
Yep.
And I also have a special offer for people today if you'd like me to make that now.
I would love that.
Great. Well, I did mention I do a crash course in publicity, and I am teaching it February 18th and 19th in Marin County in California. People are flying in from all across the country. It's an opportunity to work with me intimately one-to-one to get everything you need to move your PR forward. We'll be covering how to write a press release, you'll walk out with one written, doing your bio, your announcement, your PR strategy for 2005. I'll give you hot seat media training, and we'll get you very clear about your messaging. Plus, we'll have a structured networking event at lunch and some great people to create and network with. And what I will do for anyone on this call, and make sure that when you call in, you do mention that you've been on this call so that you get the discount, is I will take $300 off the normal price, making it $995 for 2 full days of my time.
Oh, that's great.
One-to-one with me. It's a small group, so it's 30 and under. There's limited seatings, and I would tell you there's about 7 seats left. So that's exciting.
Well,
and I also want to offer anyone on this call the opportunity to work one-to-one with me. I do consulting, where I can support you really what amounts to a full PR campaign with a step-by-step, I'll hold your hand process so we actually get all of your PR campaign done. So if you can't make the seminar and feel drawn to work with me, I'd love to do that. And please feel free to ask me about what's called my 90-day program. And would love to support anyone on the call to make their dreams happen, because I'm a great catalyst for that, and I love taking people on their journey to get their messages out. And that if anyone does want to talk to me, I'm also going to give my phone number out if you're more the verbal type. I'm at 415 1-888-583-5455.
That's great. Thank you, Jill.
You bet.
I'm going to go ahead and open up the line now so that people can ask you some questions and maybe pick your brain a little bit.
Wonderful. I'd love to.
Okay. Well, the lines are now open. So I do ask that when you have a question, if you have a question for Jill, that you at least that you state your name and maybe where you're from so we kind of get a sense of who's on the call. Does anyone have a question?
Oh, this is Brad in Silver Spring.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Jill. I have your book, and I really like it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And thanks for all the e-book stuff, too. I have that, too. That was really incredible.
Oh, thank you. That's off of the Networking Magic promotion?
Right, right.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
So I'm working my way through that. That was a lot of stuff. I'm job searching right now, and just a question about, like, on informational interviews, when you try to get people to refer you to other people,
mm-hmm.
I seem to be having problems, like, I get some, but that seems to be a limiting factor in my informational interviews. Like, people say, well, I can't think of anybody, or let me check, and then when things like that. Do you have any advice on that, or?
Well, when they say things like that to me, and I think it's wonderful, Brad, and I want to acknowledge you for asking for referrals, because certainly, you know, and I want to say to the rest of the people on this call, regardless if you're looking for a job or creating new business, you know, when I teach seminars, I always say to people, listen, if you have referrals or you know great people who'd like to take my course or work with me, please let me know, because my business relies on referral and word of mouth. So I think it's great that you're putting that out there, and a wonderful big first step to even ask. If they say that to you, I would say, well, I appreciate you thinking about it, and may I follow up with you in 3 days? Or, you know, is it possible to give me even one name right now off the top of your head who you think would be a good match? And
oh, okay. I'm writing these down now.
Yeah, and I, you know, in a way, what I call push in a little bit. Because the truth is most people, and I've had that one too, they'll say, oh, I can't think of anyone right now, or, you know, I don't really know anyone right now, because most people's brains are in other places, you know. So one of the things I would just say is, okay, that's great. May I follow back up with you in 3 days? Because even if you show the resilience to do that and the persistence and the patience and the perseverance, you get brownie points even for that. And here's what I noticed, Brad. If you're intentional in this world, meaning you want to create certain things, and you really ask for it, meaning you ask everybody you meet, you ask in informational interviews, it may come to you in a completely different way. It may come to you through somebody else on this call who's going to say, hey, that guy Brad, you know what, I have some referrals for him. And so we don't, you know, we're always open to the magic of the universe, and the truth is by asking for it from one, you may receive it from a completely different source, and as far as I'm concerned, it's all good. It's all good. So do what you can to get it from that source when you're right there in front. Ask again. You know, I hear that you don't really know anyone, but can you just think for a few minutes? You know, I'm going to go to the restroom and I'll come back. Maybe you'll think of someone by then. Don't let them off the hook so easy.
Oh, okay.
That might help. So ask and ask again, and then just say, well, good, I'll follow up with you. Look forward to it, and give them a by when you're going to follow up. And then, of course, absolutely follow up. Tell you, there's nothing more irritating. And one of the things in media, and Brad, you have my book, we talk about what we call the rule of seven.
Oh, right, right.
That is to follow up with the media at least 7 times. And guess what? Sales calls, talking to people, they often need a follow-up at least 4 to 7 times. You know, I'm reading Jack Canfield's Success Principles right now. Great book, by the way. Absolutely get it. Anyone on the call. Called Success Principles. It's due out in about 2 weeks, and I had a pre-review copy. And one of the things that I saw in there that I thought was fascinating is that on the most salespeople, and by the way, everyone on this call is a salesperson. If you're at all creating clients or you're, you know, creating and marketing for yourself, you're a salesperson. Most people stop after the fourth call, and only 12% make that fourth call. Meaning to the person. So can you imagine how many people you are missing by not continuing to call them and ask how you can serve them, how you can help them? And I do look at it as serving people. And I think, you know, with a slight reframe, all of you really are serving others with what you do. And that's the way to phrase it. Did that
sound okay?
Grab?
Yeah, that was really helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Anyone else have a question?
Well, this is Susan in Dallas. How do you keep from being a pest at seven calls?
Okay, great question. Now, let me tell you, having worked in the media business for a long time, 20 years now.
How do you keep being a pest after?
Can someone mute your phone over there?
Yes, please.
So here's what I want to tell you as far as that. Don't worry about it. Here's the thing. If you're a pest, they'll tell you in a very nice way, usually.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have most people thank me for the calls. I have most people, they're grateful. And I'll tell you honestly, there is a person that I just talked to again today. I think it's my fifth call to him. He's very nice. He's always very willing. He says he wants to work with me. He's very excited. He has a radio show on six clear channel stations. And he's busy, and he said to me today, Jill, I am so grateful that you follow up, and that really tells me a lot about who you are because of your follow-up. So what I know is that persistence is the only thing that has paid off. You know, you got to understand, I'm used to calling media, and we do really talk about what we call the Rule of Seven, and that is to follow up with people at least seven times. Now, I typically will vary when it comes to the media, the level of follow-up. Sometimes it will be by email, sometimes by phone, sometimes by fax. But I find in these days, I'm going to back to what I call the belly-to-belly marketing, meaning I like the voice. I think that we need to connect again with each other, and that email is a cop-out sometimes.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm going to say that, and I, you know, do what works. I mean, frankly, some people like to be connected with by email, and you have to respect and respond to that. And I'll say to the person, listen, would you like me to follow up? And then if they say to me, yes, by email, I'll respect that. Fine, no problem. But I will tell you, the being afraid of being considered a pest is exactly what will stop you. And
you're right.
Yes. And you know what? There was somebody the other day. It was very funny. He's somebody I've known for many, many years. He's an actor. He's an incredible presenter. He's wonderful. He has said to me, I really want to work with you. And so I followed up. And then he said to me, well, gosh, I felt like you were calling me so much. I said, well, you asked me to call you. You told me you wanted to work with me. And, you know, I can appreciate that, but I'm responding to what you asked for. And he thought for a moment, he goes, you know, you're absolutely right. Thank you for following up. So I'm going to say to you that if somebody responds that way, you just need to respond back and to answer truthfully out of what you understand, or to say, you know, it is my business to follow up. And it is my business to make sure that you're getting what you need. Now, how powerful is that?
Well, that's okay when you're saying it.
Well, it does, but guess what? I just gave you the script, too.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
well, and I think when you follow up, too, you're also showing somebody that you do care about gaining this person's business or working with this person, and that shows a willingness to, and that you really want to be around this person and doing business with this person. And I think to a lot of people, that's a compliment. At least I found that in my own path.
Absolutely. It's not only a compliment. I really find, and I'm going to tell you, because, you know, most people say to me, thank you for following up. I really appreciate it, because you know why most people in this world, I hate to say it, but don't follow up anymore.
No. And I think it also gives a message of dedication, too. You're a dedicated person because you are following up.
Absolutely. I do, you know, care about them. I am following up. I'll remember certain things. And I want to tell all of you, I don't make these conversations long. My typical conversation will be 3 to 7 minutes. And that's it. It's called, you know, would you like to work together? May I serve you in this area? Is that something you're interested in? And it's yes or no. But at least there's an answer. So I'm not saying I have very long conversations. I don't chit-chat. I don't schmooze. None of that. I don't actually believe in that. I'd say let's get to the point. Let's be straight about what we're doing, which is business, and I want to help you. I want to help you get your word out there. Here's the way I can work with you. Here's what I see for you that could be better, improved, and more effective. and they usually get it or they don't. Now, I'm blessed at a place right now where people, because of my books and the level of success I've enjoyed, that the calls are coming in, you know, which is a wonderful thing. And I will tell you that there are still some people who are scared, or there's a moment, or they don't know, or, you know, can I afford it, or whatever that people go through. And so for whatever consideration you have, you need an answer.
Right.
And, you know, frankly, let's face it, it usually comes down to two things, time or money. So you need to be able to address that for your service and what you offer so that people can see the value. And I find if you talk value, they don't care what price. Talk value. Give them
nice.
Value.
Okay.
And, of course, deliver value and you'll never have a problem.
Well, thank you very much. I need to see the value that I give. I don't know what it is.
Well, I think take a moment, you know, after this call, while it's fresh for you, and figure out what value do you give. And if you don't know, ask some others. What value did I give you? I mean, I have found out the best things from those I've asked. And I was kind of surprised. Really? You got that? Like, I wouldn't have thought that. But some little thing that I did or said completely changed their way of thinking. You know, so when I said on the phone I'm a catalyst for people, I say that because people have told me that. Okay, so for you, find out what other people think about you. Ask them, what value did you get in working with me? What did you find? You know, I've had people tell me, my God, you took years off my learning curve. You saved me thousands of dollars in mistakes that I would have done. You helped me get a message in one session that I would have taken 3 years to figure out. So for you, find out for you what it is that people are saying.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. My pleasure.
Thank you for the question. Does anyone else have a question for Jill?
Hi, Jill. It's Mary Jean Adams from Texas.
Mary Jean.
Yeah, hi, Pam.
Good to have you.
Thank you. Jill, first of all, I want to thank you so much for being, for dreaming and for setting the goal to work and give a positive message out there to us through the media. I've been praying for that for about 6 months, so specifically for that. So I do really appreciate you taking that on.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you, and keep praying for it.
So I will.
Really just get it out there, and thank you for that.
You're welcome. I guess one of the questions that I have is I'm trying to identify within my coaching business, I think I have identified actually, who I want to work for, narrow it into. I really, really have a passion right now of working with youth, the young people, like particularly in high school, to help them find their life's purpose and a career path. And I see a real need for it. And I'm trying to figure out how I can come up with, you know, the wording that I can use when people ask me, well, what do you do? What kind of coaching do you do? So I've been working on that, and I was wondering if you could give me any advice on that.
So what you want to do is actually work with high schoolers?
Yes. I don't know if I should limit it to high school or to people in their 20s. I'd like to go to high school level because that's when they're planning their career and what education or what direction to take.
Well, I agree, but I got a tough question for you.
Okay.
And that is, who's paying you?
Well, the parents would have to pay me.
Okay, no, that's good, because that'll influence who we're talking to.
Okay.
So right there, what it tells me is you need to market to the parents,
mm-hmm.
and probably through the high schools, with the high schools actually giving you an endorsement and testimonials about your work. And so one of the things I'd look at getting you doing right away is talking in high schools to the kids about how to grow their future, about how to create a future that they dream about and want to live in and are excited about and passionate about. Here are some things you can do. And, you know, a lot of the high schools pay their speakers for this and actually do pay to bring in people, so that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
And I would aim your message toward the parent.
Where my right hand is.
Have it be that what you're talking to them about is
Thanks.
Do you have...
Thanks.
Something about, you know, does your teenager dream and not really know how to get there?
Wait.
And that you have some simple ways and easy solutions that, you know, a teenager can use to pull their dreams together. But you really have to market to the parents. That's my feeling.
Now, that's who I thought. I wasn't quite sure, you know, how to do that. But that's I'm just starting this direction right now. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Hi, Jill. This is JJ from Ohio.
Hi there.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Great, and I connect entrepreneurs in need of affordable IT resources to technology students, and I've had pretty good success in getting the word out, and I've been signing up to speak at various conferences, and it actually did take me 7 times to get it in Entrepreneur Magazine, which is funny you said that number.
Well,
but now
thank
I was sort of looking
underlining that point. I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah, 7 times exactly. So I'm looking to get the concept in front of more magazines and people that work either with entrepreneurs, you know, is probably my primary focus, or getting it out in the mainstream. And oftentimes when I go to TV stations and places to look for where to send story ideas, they don't make that easily available. So is there a certain resource that has those contacts or?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, we obviously, because of time, didn't get into, shall we say, every element of how to do PR, which you can clearly find in Guerrilla Publicity, where we outline for you step by step what to do.
Okay.
But I will tell you, great media source that I love, there's two of them. One is called Bacons, B-A-C-O-N apostrophe S, or bacons.com. And their phone number is 800-621-0561. And you could say, hey, give me all the entrepreneur magazines, give me all the business magazines, give me all the magazines in Ohio, the newspapers, the radio, the television. And right there in one place, you can find anything. I also really like PR Newswire. I think they do a good job, too. So those would be...
Excellent. That's a great start.
Yeah, those would be two I'd start with. And PR Web also puts out your press release for free. And, of course, you know, there's some good news, bad news about that. If you do use Bacons, I am going to suggest to all of you, here's what I'd suggest. Use their part where they send it out via email for you. So they do all the work. They find the research. They do that. You check off who you want. They charge you on a per-contact basis. So, for instance, in the, you know, Cleveland Plain Dealer, just using that, that'd be 70 cents, right, per contact. And I don't know if you're from Cleveland, but anyway. So we take a look at each contact would be, they charge you per contact. And then what you say to them is, give me the contact information. And for that, they charge you an extra like 10 cents a contact. They, meanwhile, send it out. They'll send you the list back with the contact information. And then, voila, start your follow-up.
Okay. That's
and
a great advice.
Oh, your magic formula for all of you are the three F's, which is follow-up, and if I could see you, I'm sure you'd know what the third one is, and that's follow-up. So it's all, and thank you for, you know, letting us know. Seven is the magic number, because at least you'll know if they're interested or if they're not. And with media, it does take consistent and persistent follow-up.
Thank you so much. That's excellent.
Yeah. Hi, Jill. This is Frank Leong from California.
Great. Hello.
I run a business that helps other businesses make effective use of Internet strategies and solutions. So that includes things like Internet marketing, business process automation, those kinds of things. And one of the things that I've neglected to do, I've been in business for a little bit over a year and a half, but it has been mostly word of mouth. But my wife has been urging me to spend more time in the PR realm, and I fully believe that. And I think what you've talked about today is very, very important, very interesting, and something I plan to put into place. I want to ask you about different where to start. I mean, what kinds of media? One of the things I'm thinking about doing is to use something called video email, which is something I sell, but I plan to use that as a way to get the word out to warm contacts, maybe not so much cold calls. I was wondering if you had heard anything like that before.
Yeah, I love video email. I'm going to tell you the truth, though. I think you've got to start with what's your basic message and who are you that you can pull it out there. What is it that you want to say to people? And video email is too much work. So the first question is, what's the message? Who are you? What is it that you're going to focus on so that people can get that? And I'm going to suggest to you that video email, too cumbersome right away. One thing that I feel strong about is don't send attachments when it comes to the press. They hate it. So where I'd start with you is finding a very simple message for you about how you, like for instance, if I'm going to market on the internet, what I can do to get more heard. Here are some simple things you can do to market more effectively, because most people's internet marketing isn't effective, is it? And I would tell you that my guess is, if we were to look at some kind of statistic, let's say that 90% of internet marketing fail. And so if you're the expert, and of course you are, then you're going to offer some simple solutions for highly effective internet marketing. And here are some simple things to do, kind of like what we did with Pam at the very beginning of the call. So I'd start you that way, and then we'd create a press release on that. That would then be targeted to certain magazines and daily newspapers, maybe some radio stations, probably not much TV, because I don't think it would fly on TV, to be honest. But, you know, we come up with something strategically to take you on a step-by-step journey to get more press. And, you know, you start where you start. If you start on some local magazines and local newspaper, terrific, because then we can what's called leverage from there. So one thing I'm big on is start where you can start, but the most important point is to find the right story. And for that, you know, I'd have to dig a little deeper with you and actually look to see what your story is. What's the story that's most appropriate? And it probably would be an expertise kind of story about how to be an effective internet marketer. Because I think most people have no clue. And that's a good thing for you.
Right. Well, one advantage I have is that my wife is a freelance journalist, and she's actually doing an article for Computer World regarding use of video email.
Well, there you go.
And so I'm trying to piggyback off of her efforts. You mentioned, for instance, that it's too cumbersome, and the new technology we have now doesn't require any downloads. It's basically just opening up a clicking on a link, pops up a web browser, doesn't have to worry about downloads, don't have to worry about firewalls. The streaming video begins immediately within a few seconds.
Excellent. Well, and I think that's great. Frank, I'd just be a little concerned about an initial send out to press based on that. They may think it's too gimmicky. I'd rather have you, you know, as far as I'm concerned, people ask me this question a lot, like what makes a great press kit? What makes a great press kit is an excellent press release. And as far as I'm concerned, once you have a great press release that focuses in on what your message is and what your story is, you are set. You're in good. So I'd love the part about, yes, let your wife get you in as a resource for video email. Excellent. And if there's a particular article being done on video email, perfect. But let's think of a broader range for your story. You know, so, I mean, let me give you an example out of my own. I'm going to be on NBC this Thursday. Well, why am I on NBC? I wrote a book called Networking Magic. It's not because of the book, but it's because I pitched them the fact that I can teach people how to connect and find romance through networking. Now, am I a full expert on that? God knows I'm not. But remember the part I started with in the beginning about we make this stuff up? I mean, can I share with all of you, just because it's funny, and I want you to understand that we have to continually say, yes, I'm an expert in that. Of course I can do that. Yes, I know how that. Even though you may be inside shaking, going, I have no clue what I'm going to say. So yesterday I was on one of the largest Catholic radio stations in the world. I mean, supposedly I reached 40 million listeners, which was thrilling to me. And, you know, it was a Catholic radio station, non-commercial, and they wanted me to talk about Super Bowl commercials. Now, I have to tell you, I don't even like sports. And I didn't watch the Super Bowl, which was probably not the smartest thing, but because, you know, 2 days later I was going to have a big radio interview on it. But I had my assistant do some Super Bowl research. I came up with some specific questions. I had the answers ready. And I took a half an hour radio interview and made something of it. And I'm going to suggest to you, I know nothing, honestly, that much about Super Bowl advertising. But when they called and said, would you speak on that, what do you think my answer is?
Of course.
Of course I can. And I want all of you to start answering that way. Of course I can. Yes, I can talk about that. Of course, when it comes to the media, because I'm going to tell you, when you get in front of the media, when you get on camera, when you get on the air, when you start doing radio, here's the truth. You get to control the media interview. You can say, Jill, you know, that was a great question. What I want to share with your listeners today is about how you get more, whatever, visibility in the media. And here are some simple things, and then off I run. The point is I got in, right? So you get in the media whatever door you can. And, Frank, if in your case, if it's now getting in because of video email and your wife's a journalist, lucky you. Amen. Hallelujah. But the rest is creating a great story. And I think for all of you, you know, you might get lucky and get in because of a certain thing that you do, and that's beautiful. We love that. And I say, let's create the biggest story you can, cast the widest net you can, get as many fishies as you can into that one storyline. Can you see how that goes?
Yeah.
Other questions? I think we have time for one more.
Yeah, we've got about 2 minutes left.
Who's got a one-minute question? Okay, great. So I hope that today I've given you great value and contributed to your understanding of getting your word out. I remind you that I am doing offering a crash course in publicity at the end of February. And because you're on this call, you get a very special discounted rate. And that, of course, I am available to support you in consulting needs. And would love to work with any of you who I can help get to the next level of your success, because that's what I'm committed to for my clients, and I know they make it. And I would encourage you to buy Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic, my newest book. Take a look at those, because I know that they are pivotal on the steps to success and will give you some really great tools for moving forward. And, of course, I thank Marcia for the opportunity to be here, and Pam, you've been a wonderful host.
Well, thank you.
Today.
It's been fantastic speaking with you. I know I can honestly say for all of us, wealth of information's come out of this call, and I would encourage everyone to re-listen to the call. Visit the audio archives, because tomorrow it'll be available. Re-listen to it, because there was some excellent information that I think can help excel everyone forward. So thank you all for joining us today, and thank you, Jill, for your time and your energy. It was fantastic. We really appreciate you spending an hour with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I'd love to connect with anyone else for the future. And I just want you all to remember one thing. I leave you with my challenge to you, and that is, if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Thank you all. You have a glorious rest of your afternoon, and everyone, keep dreaming big, because that's what's going to make a difference. So thank you all again, and thank you again, Jill.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.